It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did we get Dolly Parton Thanksgiving Day again, or was that Christmas?
It was 2 years ago. Yeah, I don't remember if it was Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Ball drop.
Oh, it was Thanksgiving because it was Dallas.
Yes.
It was definitely Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about ball dropping with Miley.
No, remember?
That was a couple years ago.
She was the cowgirl 2 years ago. By the way, speaking of the holidays, who would have thought on April 2nd, I'd say, speaking of the holidays, the news got released yesterday, the plans for Christmas Day. Now, not the teams and the games, but where we will be watching the games or not. If you choose not to go this route. So here's the deal. Christmas Day, 3 games. 2 on...
Netflix, I'm assuming?
Netflix.
Yeah, last year it seemed like that was a thing that they were leaning into.
But they're going 3 for 3 this year with that non-traditional because the third, Amazon. So the days of like just turn on your TV regular channel style and... There they are.
Long gone.
Did you see that Kansas City is petitioning the league to be one of the staples on Christmas, just like the Cowboys and the Lions are? Yep.
Any rationale for that?
They want Christmas to be theirs every year.
I mean, you get to petition for that? Like,
yeah, what is that nonsense?
I mean, petition.
I would not want that as a fan, Ray.
Lobby, I guess.
I would be annoyed if the Eagles put on Christmas
every day. What else are you doing in Kansas City?
That's true. That's true.
Here Eating we have barbecue.
That's
I know,
true.
Covering the teams, like, I would not be happy if every Christmas Day.
Yeah, it's frustrating. And we've had a couple of them as a show.
Yeah.
I love it because Christmas Eve is
and as a fan base.
When did the Eagles play? They didn't play on Christmas this year. That was last season, right?
Yeah. Because it wasn't the Giants the year before?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And then the year before that, it was Dallas on Christmas Eve.
Well, the one I always think of is when the Lions smoked the Eagles.
That was Thanksgiving.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because I remember
I did a
when post-game Jason,
show after that.
When Jason Peters came out of the game.
That was the end of Chip. That was when we were like, oh, this is over. Because remember, it was like 2 straight. Was Tampa beat him by, like, put up 50 against him 2 or something? It was like, this is done.
Oh, my God. All right, 215-592-9494. Let me tell you what is not done. Let me tell you what is just begun. So this is the third congratulations of the day. Congratulations,
really
number
him out
one.
Today.
Yeah, number one was for Jason and Kylie Kelsey on the birth of their daughter. The second was to Jack Fritz on his new baseball book, which
deserved.
Seltzer, is it going to be good?
Yeah, I mean,
it should
come
be,
on.
Right?
If Jack's going to write a book about anything, it better be the Phillies.
What is it about? Right? I mean, I know it's about the Phillies.
It's the history of the Phillies.
Oh, history.
Okay, highs and lows of the Phillies.
Yeah.
And what it's like to be a fan, basically, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's from the fan perspective.
Should be fantastic. And by the way,
he's perfect. It's perfect for it.
I am offended by those that say that I'm pumping up Jack's
book.
Which
is exactly what you're doing.
Just so that the afternoon show will pump up my book when that comes out in a couple
months. Oh, I didn't think about that. Oh!
Seriously, you didn't?
Didn't.
Wait,
I'm very, you know,
I am offended.
I'm well intentioned, John. I don't think like that.
You know,
I look for the best in everybody. You're definitely right. That's absolutely what's happening.
I even retweeted him. I even retweeted for people to go by the book.
I should have known. I thought it was weird when he did it, but I couldn't kind of like piece it together. Great point, John.
You know, it's going to be a Twitter poll question sometime in the fall. Whose book is better?
I just can't.
He is beating me to the punch. So he's June. I'm looking like maybe September, something like that. All right. Third congrats.
We'll see.
we'll say. Third congratulations. Another one of our own. Devin Caney.
Oh.
On the beat with the Phillies.
Oh,
on the beat as the Phillies reporter for WIP.
Hi, this is the news.
Which, Devin, you've kind of already done. Like, you were doing it in the postseason last year, right?
Yeah.
But it's going to now be postseason. All home games. Is that correct?
Yeah, most home games, and I had been a part-time employee, so I'll be full-time with WIP covering the Phils, and then that's, of course, in addition to everything else I do, including this show, so I'm not going anywhere from my Wednesdays and Fridays. I was about to say Mondays and Wednesdays. Yeah. Wednesdays and Fridays with you guys, which
is good news. Be our decision, Devin, but no, I'm just kidding.
If you'll have me, so.
Yeah. Look, congrats.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So doing this stuff, regular show stuff, station stuff, and then also the Phillies reporting for home games. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. I'm very happy for you.
Way
good
to go,
stuff.
Devin.
Well deserved.
You do have big shoes to fill with, to follow with Elliot. Elliot has created quite a thing with the Eagles beat.
I know.
Right? I mean, he's a force.
I'm supposed to be the Elliot of the Phillies, I guess, eventually. And I have actually been thinking of reaching out to Elliot and asking for tips. Like, I need to reach his level.
No, well, he tracks practice stats and training camp. And
I know.
Yeah, well, so you don't want to be like him from yesterday in the middle of his interview with a bird kind of did a bad thing on him.
Yeah, but he did get Sean McDermott 2 days
That's
ago.
That's good.
So.
That's true. Yeah.
Incredible job by him with McDermott.
It was good.
The bird pooping on you.
Do we really believe that's good luck? I know people say, "Oh, it's good luck." It's like it doesn't sound like good luck to me. You know what it sounds like? Bad luck.
That the poop.
Yeah, it sounds like let's spin it. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, you just got deuced upon. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I thought he said goosed.
No, deuced.
Deuced. Oh, okay. Deuced upon.
Okay, here you go.
Why would you think goosed?
I was putting my finger in one ear, so I only had one ear to hear. And I thought
Don't you always only have one ear to hear?
Yeah, but this was even worse than normal. This is not good.
You just goosed yourself
there. On the McDermott thing, Nick Sirianni talked about the McDermott comments. Now, I will tell you this. I think Sirianni held back.
You think? Because, Nick always does. There was no chance he was going to, you know.
Coach doesn't want to criticize coach. It's one of those deals. But Sirianni yesterday talking about McDermott's comments.
One of the things Sean McDermott said was that the force from pushing, like, adds a whole lot of injury risk to the play. I mean, have you seen that? Or?
Again, I think we were healthy on the play. I believe that whole entire NFL was healthy on the play. So I always want to have players' health first and foremost in our mind. And so, you know, you have to trust the doctors and stuff like that on those scenarios. But you always want to do what's best for the players first and foremost.
Johnny's very careful to not say, screw McDermott!
Yeah.
But you know he wants to say that because he's got to be ticked off.
He's got a valid gripe. Because Sean McDermott used the play. But again, this is the owners have a chance to make their team, give their team a better chance to win here. They're thinking, hey, why not? Might as well take a shot at this thing. Like, that team is better than we are. They have a play that we can't stop. I guess this is the next logical way to try to stop it.
Machiavelli, the ends justify the means.
Lobby against it.
Yeah, I mean, that is what some teams are doing, no question. All right, let's talk to John right now in Lower Merion. John, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing well, John.
Good to be back. First of all, Joe, before I make my comment on a Tush Push, I believe in you, buddy.
Thank you.
I think you're gonna totally destroy Fritz.
I appreciate
totally
that. I'm stunned that somebody...
John, I think you're wrong.
You know, don't waste your time working out.
Listen to John.
Let me
tell you something. If I was you, I would show up with a pair of Timberlands with a cigarette in my mouth and then put the whooping on them. Because what my grandfather used to say, he says, there's no feeling in the world like killing the enemy. And let me tell you, you're going to handle this guy.
I appreciate
that. What makes you say
that, speech here from John?
Why do you even think that? What gives you cause to believe in Joe?
You know what? Joe's got heart.
Thank you.
You didn't think about that. Wow, for a second.
You did have to pause for a while.
There was
while
a pause.
There.
Every time there's a pause.
It was a little long for a pause, I will say.
No, I'm just saying. I listen to Fritz talk and I listen to Joe talk, and I'm like, Fritz is a jabroni.
Well, so he can talk better. So that means he's a better
Fritz
athlete.
Fritz is a jabroni.
Listen, John. There is no question. Listen, he may have more skill than me. I will admit that is possible. And he may beat me. I will admit that is possible. There's no doubt during the heart of the competition, I will want it more. I guarantee that. I mean, he just, there's a soft underbelly to his whole persona.
That's what I hear in his voice.
Wow.
That's what I hear in his voice. He's
hold on, man. A soft underbelly
player.
To his persona.
The whole persona.
Your persona.
He's got that sensitive thing going.
Your persona is hard. Your persona is tough.
No, but it's harder. It's harder.
I will say, Joe can take a beating.
That's true.
You are tougher than Jack.
Jack does not take a beating as well as Joe. I will give you that credit.
John, if I get up on him in some of these games, he might cry. I mean, because you know it's going to really.
He's going to cry.
He might. I'm not predicting he will. He might.
This pretend world that you're imagining, I don't think it's going to play out like
this. I told you what I need to do. I need to win tennis and basketball.
If it ends in tears, I will be ecstatic, no matter how that plays out.
On either side?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm good with tears on either side.
All right, John, give me an answer, bud, for a number and a title.
I just want to make one comment about the tush push before I give you my answer.
Yes.
I was a football coach for over 30 years. I know how to stop this thing. Sean McDermott couldn't stop anything. That's why he got fired from the Eagles. Let me tell you, if he wants to stop it, he can call me up, and it don't come cheap, this information.
But I can show him. Boy, look at you, John.
Yeah. John with a call today. I love
that you're still holding the...
My 11 better than your 11.
All right.
Guess what? The Eagles 11 is better. And it's not because I'm a fan. I'm just a football fan.
Well, the Eagles 11 is better. That is true. All right, John, a number and a title, something great.
Okay, this took me... this was a lot of thinking. I'm going to go 1 million BC because that Raquel Welch is just phenomenal.
You got it, man. John, appreciate the call. So, speaking of crying, there is something from my past I do actually feel bad for. About.
Oh.
And I have my 25th reunion at Fairfield coming up this summer. And there is a, I'll say girl. I mean, we were all young back then. I guess she's a woman now, obviously.
She was a woman back then also.
Yeah, but a very young one. You'd still call like a, you know, a 21-year-old, 20-year-old a girl. I made her cry. I made her cry.
You did not.
And I made her cry as part of a can I make her cry.
Oh, that's mean.
Why would anybody ever play that
That's
game?
So mean.
Well, hold on.
Oh. It's mean.
She brought it to the table to me. She told me I could not make her cry.
Oh, well, never mind. Then
and I had an entire night. We picked a day.
Oh, that's fine. Then.
We watched the NCAA championship with Mateen Cleaves, one with Michigan State, April of
2000.
April of 2000.
Yeah, for sure.
And I had a couple of hours. Could I make her cry?
Couple of hours.
And
did she like
you?
Did you like her? Were you guys dating?
We were just good friends. We were very good friends. And I just went in and just, I just kept, you know, her boyfriend's cheating on her. You know, he's definitely cheating on her.
What was the relationship?
Think about what he's doing right now.
Was the relationship ever the same after? Were you guys as close
friends? Me and her, or her and the boyfriend?
No, her and you afterwards.
Yeah,
were you guys still friends after?
We were, but you know what she did? And I felt really bad about it. She actually ran out.
Oh, to like cry. She left to... Oh, that's a tough scene
there. And I really did feel bad. No, Rhea, you got to admit, she asked for it.
She's a masochist, and you're horrible.
there's blame to go around here. Blame to go around.
I just want to admit for the record.
You could have been like, no, I don't want to make you cry. Well, that doesn't sound fun to me.
I was uncomfortable. Yeah, she had that thing
you didn't stop.
She had that thing on her ear I was talking about, you know?
What, you mean like a earring?
No, not an earring.
What do you mean?
Like a little nub.
Oh my God.
You know, it was like a little something there.
What do you mean a little nub?
I don't know. There
like
was just
like an earlobe?
No, there was like a growth. So I had to get to the boyfriend.
Wait,
and the
so you were making fun of
so you were making
of,
fun
like,
of her appearance.
Physical,
I mean, man.
It was all, she had a physical, like, malformation.
Oh, no. It wasn't, it wasn't, you know, I mean, this is like Cindy Crawford with the mole. And sometimes you got it, something's a little different. A little different.
Oh,
were you guys
man.
At least drunk?
No. Well, I don't know. It would have been a Monday night, maybe. I'm not sure.
Just trying to come up with any anyway, reason you would willingly, both sides, agree to do this.
I'm just saying, at the reunion, I'll have to apologize.
Probably been in therapy for years.
All right, 215. She did ask for it, though, so please don't hold it against me. All right, Julian Lurie. Julian Lurie will someday be running the Eagles. I mean, we think, you know, unless the team gets sold prior to that or something like that. So let's listen to Jeffrey Lurie talking yesterday about his son, because Julian Lurie someday will have the reins and has gotten more involved over the last couple of years. Here's Jeffrey Lurie, clearly a proud papa, but also someone who's grooming his son to someday take over. Here's Jeffrey Lurie yesterday talking about his kid.
Julian has been in the building for a couple of years.
Yeah.
What have you seen from him over that time, and what is to come for him?
Right. So, you know, he's been involved in the business operations, football operations. He's sort of been a part of getting to understand and know every aspect of the operation. It's the best way to prepare him. He's humble and smart and gaining experience and most importantly, loves the specialness of the culture, the Eagles, the NFL, and the incredible fan base. He gets it. And it could have been a different way. I hoped as a father, you know, he'd be incredibly obsessed and excited the way I get. He's that way. And yet he grew up in Philadelphia, unlike me. So he has a real appreciation for the fan base and the region.
You know, I was thinking about it earlier today. When's the last time a team got passed down in Philly sports? And Ree, I'm not talking about Ed Snyder to Jay Snyder, because Ed was still
alive. He was still
alive
there, and that didn't work out.
Did not
well.
Work out.
And
but
you're
like,
not talking about like Middleton taking over, kind of like that. You're
no,
talking about like a familial pass down.
I don't think there's one in my lifetime.
I don't think there is either. Mm. Not with Katz.
No, yeah.
Not with Braman. Not with Leonard Toews.
No.
Well, his daughter, wasn't his daughter running
his
it?
His daughter, yes, who, by the way, just passed away last week. Condolences
Susan?
To the, yes,
okay.
She passed
oh,
away last
to hear
week.
That.
To the Toews family,
right?
She became, I believe, for a year. I think she was the general manager briefly.
Oh, wow, okay.
I believe, but I think she was the president.
Can you imagine?
As well.
Oh wait, we saw it with the Sixers. My
but,
bad.
Yeah, I mean, so so you know, I guess it's someone in the 70s or 60s or 50s. The last time it was passed down, I don't know.
I love what he says about it.
Maybe
I
the
love
Carpenter
his,
family.
I'm thinking the Carpenter
did
family.
Did Rulli Carpenter's father
must
buy it?
Have come from that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You know why they didn't ever...
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix...
Or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever had the DH? You know that whole story?
I
why the National League didn't have the DH? If I remember this correctly,
okay. They
you know, this was in an era where there were no cell phones, and I believe Rulli Carpenter was fishing. And they couldn't reach him to vote.
Really?
I read that somewhere, or somebody told the story.
Wow.
And that's why the National League didn't have to look it up.
Yeah, it went on for a long time.
But, I just remember somebody said that.
How about that? All right, so let's get to more of the Jeffrey Lurie thing, because he also spoke yesterday, and we have discussed this issue on the air. To what extent is it an issue? A cash problem. You know, how much is going on that's cash-related, not purely cap-related? Here's Jeffrey Lurie yesterday.
You guys have spent more cash.
Yeah.
Than most teams, and in terms of the void years coming up,
yep,
significantly more than most teams. How is that factored into some of the perceptions of a budget crunch.
Yeah, no, it's inevitably you're going to spend as much as every other team. But yeah, our cash over cap has been high and it's continuing that way. I only know one way. So, you know, there's no implications of that at the moment. And all these decisions are strictly how to win big. You know, how to replace players that you're going to have to sign players that are excellent young players in their prime. And so that's, if you want to win big, you better plan ahead.
So basically, he's indicating it's a strategy for the future.
I love that. Hopefully
that's true.
But this is, man, it's like clockwork. The way that they go about business, it's been the same now for his ownership.
Yeah, but here's what I'll say, John.
Has put these pieces in place. Like, it really is like clockwork. Well, you can follow it.
Yeah, they're fantastic with that. But I guess, look, I don't know where the truth lies. I know he wasn't going to stand up there and say, yeah, we're intentionally looking to spend less cash. Not going to say that. I have heard people say that they are intentionally looking to spend less cash, and it's not just about re-signing their own guys in the future.
I've heard that too, right, Ray? Same things, yep.
So, like, I don't know what to make of it, but he's essentially denying that it's for a negative reason. He's saying it's for a positive reason of re-signing your own.
Yeah.
Down the road.
They have a budget. It's very hard to go, you know, yelling and screaming. They just want a Super Bowl.
Correct.
So,
right. But the way he manages the budget is phenomenal.
But we'll see in future years if this is more of a thing. Because we have grown accustomed to them, you know, spending wildly. And I don't mean recklessly, but spending a lot. Let's get to one more thing. Because Lurie also talked about this particular offseason and the strategy. Jeffrey Lurie yesterday.
Letting guys walk in free agency and then signing guys to just 1 year kind of low cost deals is more has to do with the future contracts than you have to do
totally
with all the cash that you
oh yeah had. Totally. It has all to do with re-signing your best young players in their prime. That's the entire goal there. If you keep paying the market value of every person, every player that becomes a free agent on your team, you will absolutely be unable to sign most of your best young players. So it's so clear that it's kind of a no-brainer.
Look at what the Dallas Cowboys do and don't do that.
I thought the same thing, John.
It really is.
Like, I totally agree.
Their cap hit for Dak is $90 million this year.
It's ridiculous.
It really is crazy. Yeah. And now you're talking about re-signing Micah. How much is that going to be? Is he going to make $100 million this year? Like, what's your plan for that? Their planning ahead is the opposite of good planning ahead.
It's bad. For them, it's really bad.
That contract extension's going well.
Oh, it's incredible. All right, time's yours up ahead. Also, if you missed when we played earlier what Sirianni said about Dallas Goedert, we'll re-rack that because that is something to hear. Goedert yesterday, from what Sirianni said, that and more. Phone calls and all these topics on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. As always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, FanDuel America's number one sportsbook. You know, there's an absolutely loaded calendar going on this week in the sports world. I mean, whether it's college basketball, men or women, baseball, right, hockey, pro basketball. I mean, there's so much intersecting right now in the sports world. And you can get in every day with all sorts of different bets at FanDuel.com/hammer. And they have some specific days geared to certain type of bets, like in baseball with Dinger Tuesdays. On Wednesdays, you've got Hump Day Parlays. Over the weekend, you've got Goff Profit Boost Tokens. That and more all there for you at FanDuel.com/hammer, including the opportunity for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's a $200 bonus bets with a $5 bet that you win. So find the bet or bets that works for you and lock them in at FanDuel.com/hammer. Once again, the website, FanDuel.com/hammer. And the app, awesome. Easy to sign up for, easy to navigate, to move from game to game, league to league. It's all there for you at FanDuel.com/hammer.